In this week's Complaint Corner, Hawkeye, Knights of the Old Republic, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and first we're going to talk about that Hawkeye trailer. And I'd like to begin by saying that I love it when Marvel or whoever releases trailers in the morning, because it came out the day that we're recording this, it came out this morning, which means we can talk about it right away. And we don't have to wait an extra week like we had to do with the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. So thanks, Marvel. Appreciate that.
Gosh, that was considerate of them.
I know, yeah. I think that they're listening to the show, and they're like, you know what? We gotta throw these guys a bone, you know? Like, they listened to last week's episode, and they were
Adam,
like,
I sincerely doubt that that Marvel listens to this show, because I would have done so much damage to their self-esteem by now.
That's true. That's so true. Anyway, so we got our first look at the Hawkeye show that's coming to Disney Plus in like 2 months, and it was not what I was expecting. It has a very distinct Christmassy, family friendly tone, which I did not see coming at all. Also, I absolutely love the tagline, "This holiday season, the best gifts come with a bow." That's hilarious. Like, I can appreciate a good pun, and that is a good pun. So, thank you for that.
They paid some marketing guy $70,000 a year to come up with that.
That's hilarious. I don't give a shit. Like, that's amazing. Fuck yeah. But Steve, how you feeling about this show? I know you don't give a fucking shit about Hawkeye, so...
Well, I actually didn't realize it was a show until the end when it said season or whatever, and I was like, oh, this is not a movie. Because Hawkeye's apparently not good enough to get his own movie.
No, of course not.
Well, fucking Black Widow got one. I mean, eventually.
Yeah, it only took... Yeah, the movie that should have come out 5 years ago.
As much as I appreciate that this is basically just Jingle All the Way, but with archery in it, which, don't get me wrong, sounds like a hoot and a half... I don't care.
Really? Oh, I think it looks fun. I'm pretty interested in it. I've been meaning to do it, but I haven't done it yet. I've been meaning to read the Matt Fraction Hawkeye run that apparently this is based off of. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I definitely will before the show actually comes out.
Yeah, who's that little lady who is what's playing the archery person?
Haley Steinfeld?
What's her real life name?
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld. Or no, it's definitely Steinfeld. Haley Steinfeld, that's her name.
Whatever, her? Yeah, I was watching this trailer and was like, I bet I'm gonna hate you.
Oh, really? Oh, I really like Kate Bishop from the Avengers game, so, like, I like Kate Bishop. I think she's great. And she's funny.
Okay, well, I'm super excited that they're channeling their best Joss Whedon for her, but I'm not interested. Thank you, though.
I mean, all right, that's totally fair. Because, yeah, they're definitely channeling their inner Joss Whedon for the character. Because, yeah, she's supposed to be, like, the fun, quirky, like, sarcastic teenage character. Which, like, I understand why that would bother you, Steve. Because, you know, you hate everything that's fun and quirky. So, like...
I'm fun and quirky. Fuck you.
Oh, man.
I am a delight. People think I'm very interesting once they make it past that initial gruff exterior.
You know,
like,
that
just
is
the
true.
Other day, I was telling my boss he was an idiot because he was standing up to eat a corn dog or whatever, and he was dripping stuff on top of it instead of dipping the corn dog inside stuff, and I found that disgusting. So I told him so.
And he was like, you know what? You're fucking right. Like, he's like, thank you so much, Steve.
No, he asked me if I was hungry, and I said yes.
Okay, all right.
I didn't have a Snickers, so I wasn't satisfied, and therefore I was hangry.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my fault that they messed up my food. I wanted to get buffalo chicken rolls, and they sent me fucking Reuben rolls, and Reuben is disgusting.
Okay, first of all, you're fucking wrong. Reubens are delicious. I love a good Reuben. Get the fuck out of here with
Reuben
that shit.
Is gout between bread, so no thank you.
It's what between bread?
Gout.
It's not gout between bread. It just had sauerkraut in it, you heathen. No way. Reubens are delicious. I love Reubens.
Nope.
Give me some of that corned beef and some sauerkraut and some Thousand Island dressing, and like I will have a great time. I make a kick-ass Reuben, Steve. I used to have to do it for one of my old jobs.
I'm sure you can add three ingredients together with the best of them.
Okay, and there's also, like, it's all about how you butter the bread. You have to butter both. You have to butter both ends of the sandwich and fry it and get the just like the perfect amount of crispiness. There's an art. There's an art to it, Steve. And I can make a delicious Reuben.
Well, you should be applying all of that art to making a good sandwich, like a four cheese bacon grilled cheese sandwich.
You know what? Maybe I'm gonna see if my wife wants a Reuben. Maybe I'll make a Reuben for fucking for dinner today, because that sounds delicious. Now I can't.
Well,
stop
I'm glad.
Yeah. So
and
thank
I forgot
you,
what
Steve.
My original point was, but I don't care about Hawkeye.
Something about Hawkeye. Yeah, you don't care for the this new younger Hawkeye or whatever.
Speaking of new younger Hawkeye, it's not his fault, but Hawkeye is looking pretty old these days.
Yes, that's true. Definitely. I love that, like, the new thing with Marvel is to just, like, it's like, all right, we're going to do one final story with the OG Avengers, and they're going to pass the torch off to this some new, younger version of themselves. Like, they did it with Black Widow. They're doing it with Hawkeye. They're probably going to do it with Hulk, with whatever it is, She-Hulk.
They did it with Iron Man, too.
They did it with Iron Man, with Spider-Man, of course. Like, I just think... I guess they sort of did it with Thor. You could, you know...
Fucking Iron Man has it. At least two other Iron Mans running around right now.
Oh shit, yeah, you're totally right. I feel like War Machine is not, like, he's more of, like, I don't think of him as the new Iron Man, you know what I mean? Like, he's
well,
more
I'd
of just,
he's
like...
more the new Iron Man than Rescue is.
Well, okay, yeah. I don't think Rescue is going to show up again. Like, War Machine is definitely coming back. Right? I think Rescue was kind of a one-and-done thing. It was like, hey, you know, this is our last chance to do it, so we're going to do fucking Rescue for this one movie, and then
yep,
never do it again.
Would have been a cool finale to do that with. But now every movie after that will be
mouth.
Like, hey, why isn't Rescue here? I thought she was a hero now.
She's not a hero. She was only there for the one fight because her husband was there, and then he died, and now she has PTSD, and she doesn't want to be a hero anymore. She was never a superhero. She's just a person who's there. Because
would've
it was
been a
like
cool
an
thing
all,
to end on.
It was
just
an
saying.
All hands on deck situation, Steve. They needed everybody they could get to be there. And
we usually call that a finale.
Yeah, it was a finale to the Infinity Saga, and now there's a new saga.
God. You know
the
what?
Multiverse
we're done.
Saga.
It's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's
I
fine.
Will
fine.
Not
fine.
Let you just take this away from me, Steve. There's nothing you can do to take this away from me. No.
Okay.
Never.
Cool. I support you and your things. Everything you make, every decision you make is the correct one. Congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. Like that's You're really welcome. All I've ever wanted people to tell me. So this is it's good.
I will enable you. You know, it would be really sweet, Adam, is if they did an Avengers 2, a Young Avengers, where they took all the sidekicks and they put them together, and they had their own adventure against baby Thanos from a different dimension. He'd be like, he'd have, like, acne and, like, a pocket protector.
See,
you
joke,
know, so he's, like,
but
the same
I,
age as them.
You joke, but I would watch that shit. Fuck you. I would be down. Like, sign me up. Let's go. I want to see Hawkette, Spider-Man, Hawkeye. Captain America, or the new Captain America, War Machine, She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, they did the new Captain America, too. They also passed the torch on that.
Yeah, they also, we forgot to mention that. But yes, they did the new Captain America and She-Hulk, and what was the other one? Oh, yeah, Ironheart, got to throw her in there. And then the new Black Widow, which I don't know what to call her because she didn't like take on the Black Widow mantle, but she was definitely a widow. She was trained in like the widow program. So like, is she just Black Widow? Like, I guess, are all of the Black Widows called Black Widows or do they have different colors?
I mean, all the Green Lanterns are called Green Lanterns. So,
all right. So is Black Widow more of like a title than it is like a
It
name?
Would appear so, yes.
All right. That's fine, I guess. I can live with it. But anyway,
what
about I would
Nova
take
Nova from the Nova Corps.
I want them to do Nova in the MCU. I've been waiting for that shit. I mean, at the same time, it's just like a dude who flies around really fast and it's like, okay, we have plenty of those. Like we don't really need another one.
Yeah, flying's not even really a superpower anymore.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like at least with Shang-Chi, which I will talk about later. Like he's got the whole kung fu angle, which is not something that, you know, the other ones really do very much of. Most of them are kind of technology based. And he has the cool 10 rings, which I'll talk about later. But like I feel like Nova would be kind of awkward to include at this point in the MCU. So, but at the same time, he's kind of a big deal in the comics. And I don't know. Anyway, Hawkeye. I actually very much enjoyed the trailer. I like that it has a Christmas theme and it's actually coming out around Christmas time. I remember being very annoyed when Iron Man 3 had the whole Christmas theme angle and it came out in May. That's just rude.
Iron Man 3 had a Christmas theme?
It did. I actually watched it again the other day right before I saw Shang-Chi. And yes, Iron Man 3 had a whole Christmas thing. There was a big bunny with boobs that Iron Man had bought for Pepper that like for Christmas.
Bunny with boobs?
He had a giant bunny with boobs. That was a thing that happened in that movie. Yep. Okay. And also at the end of the movie when he blew up all the suits, it was like, you know, Merry Christmas. I think that the climax of the movie was on Christmas Eve, if I remember correctly. Like it was like they had a whole
like
Christmas
Die
angle.
Hard.
Like Die Hard, except that it didn't come out in Christmas, it came out in May, and that bothered me. But now that it's been, you know, God, almost 10 years later, now it's not that big a deal. Because it's like, oh yeah, I can just watch this around Christmas time and it's fine. Anyway, I like this Christmas theme thing. I already talked about the best gifts come with a bow, but god damn it, do I love that shit. I also really, really want them to release the soundtrack to Rogers. I don't know if you caught that in the trailer, but they had it looked like instead of Hamilton in the MCU, they have Rogers, which is like a Hamilton musical inspired by Steve Rogers' life story. That sounds incredible. I'm not throwing away my shield. Like, it's just like there's all kinds of cool shit you could do with that. Dear Peggy Carter. I already made a tweet about this, so I was thinking about it earlier.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
I don't know if you should be impressed or disappointed. I don't know how I feel.
I
about
am
it.
Disappointed, but I can also be impressed.
Okay. Well, thanks.
It's like when somebody shoves an entire 18-inch dildo up their asshole and gets lost up there. It's like, I'm impressed that you got it up there. I'm just disappointed.
that's fair. I think that's a fair thing for social media. Yeah, it's like, look at you doing the thing. But also, ugh.
But also, look at you doing that thing.
I would literally kill to have them release the soundtrack to this Rogers musical. That just sounds amazing. I went over the trailer, like the part where they there was a very brief, like 3 seconds where you could see like a part of the musical. And I'm pretty sure that it's based off of the, like, at least that part of the musical is based off of the Avengers. Cause like there was like a Hulk and an Iron Man and a Black Widow. And I'm assuming there was a Hawkeye, but I couldn't really tell. It was a very brief clip. And there was a Loki and a Thor. So I'm pretty sure that that's what that's all about, is about the Avengers. Which sounds fucking great, goddammit. yes, please. I really, really want to see this musical, Steve. Like, that's my biggest takeaway from this trailer, was just how much I wanted the musical to exist.
I don't know how to respond to that.
You don't know how to. That's all right. Do you?
What do you want from me?
I don't know, man. Would you watch a Rogers musical? Probably not.
No. No.
You don't like
musicals,
of course, do you?
No, not really.
Oh man, I'm a big musical sucker. I love a good show tune. God,
I mean,
damn it.
Don't get me wrong. I know that Mamma Mia has a show again. Nigh something. But that's about as much as I've got.
Oh, I think I know.
Also, I've seen Grease. Does that count?
You know, it's funny you say that. I have not seen Grease. That's one of the only musicals I haven't seen.
Oh, well, you better shape up.
But I have seen Mamma Mia.
Because I need a band.
My favorite.
My heart is set on you.
Oh, my God. Better shape up. Yeah. You know,
all right, I'm sorry you did that. I'm sorry I brought that up.
It's all right. It's all right. What was I going to say? Something about a
something
musical.
Stupid about the Rogers musical that you want to see for some reason.
That sounds amazing, goddammit. Like, I really think that Marvel should just go all in with this. Like, they should cast and film and produce a Hamilton parody that's called Rogers. Like, this should be a thing that they make happen. I would pay to see it. Like, please, Marvel. Like, take my fucking money. Like, that sounds so fucking funny. Like, yes. Please, yes.
Can't you just do what everybody else who masturbates does and use your imagination?
No. No, I can't do that because I don't have a very strong imagination, Steve. I want everything to be handed to me. I want it all. I'm entitled, goddammit. Like, give it to me. Oh, my God.
Okay.
But
you confuse me on just the most fundamental of things. I just don't understand. I don't know what you want anymore.
I don't know what I want either. I've never really known.
I thought maybe you were just really attached to Marvel movies or something, but no, it's just you're just really attached to those properties, like the idea of them for some reason. And you just need that in any kind of orifice they'll shove it in. Just any you'll take fucking Captain America scented body spray, Iron Man flavored popsicles, just anything that they can do you want.
That is accurate.
Sans nothing. There's no upper limit to the things you will accept.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I'm like, when did I become such a Marvel shill? And I don't really know, like, it was kind of a slow transition. Like, I've been watching the movies for basically my entire fucking life. But like, I didn't really consider myself to be like a mega fan until more recently. I don't know. I just kind of doubled down on it and I'm just like, you know what? Just inject all that into my veins. Like,
yeah, it's extra weird because recently is when all the bad stuff happened. Like they were on the upswing that entire time and you only started doing this after they started trailing off in quality. So I don't understand.
That's not fair, Steve. I think you are on the wrong side
of the bell curve.
Maybe that's like a thing. Maybe it's like I don't want to let go of the thing that I used to have. I don't know. I don't really understand it myself.
Yeah, let's go with
but
that one.
I do know that it's like, oh, hey, shitty live service fucking game that even a year after release still has constant technical issues. Like, yeah, just fucking all that. Give it to me. Like, I don't know. I have a problem, Steve. I know that I have a problem.
There's actually maybe just a simple solution to this.
What's that?
A simple answer, I mean. I mean, the answer might just be you're a masochist, but you just discovered it first here, so this is where you get your thrill from.
Yeah, that could be it, actually.
Maybe you don't actually want a musical about Captain America. Maybe you just want to be hurt again.
This is going to sound grosser than I mean it to sound, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Go on.
If there's one thing I learned from my ex, it's that I do have masochistic tendencies, but not for the reasons you think. Like, not in like a sexual context, because that's not really my jam. I don't really like pain. But how do you know?
Don't knock it till you try it.
Fair enough, I guess. But no, thank you. I don't really like pain. Pain is bad. Pain, like, why would I ever go forward being like, yes, please hurt me? Of course,
because it's better to feel pain than nothing at all.
Okay, all right, that's fair. But my ex taught me that I like to torture myself. Because I was with them for way too fucking long. But it's fine. I learned my lesson there, but I clearly haven't learned my lesson from Marvel, at least not yet. I'm not there. They haven't hurt you nearly enough yet. Okay, the worst Marvel product is still reasonably entertaining. Marvel Studios especially has yet to have like a major fuck up.
Like textbook rationalization.
Give me one thing. Give me one thing that Marvel Studios like fucked up so badly that it's just like, oh my god, this is terrible. What one terrible thing have they done? Because I got nothing.
Adding a PS to every single thing that came after Endgame.
A PS? Oh. No, that's just you deciding that this is where the ending was supposed to be. That's not what they decided.
They put end in the title, I'm just saying.
It's the end of that particular story arc.
Okay, well, we're not going to get into this again. We're not going to do this again.
Oh my god.
Just know that you have a weird, sick obsession with being hurt by Marvel, and you don't see that they're hurting you because you keep rationalizing like you're in a bad relationship.
You might fucking be right. You might. I can't. I have to really. Oh man, I hate that I talked to my therapist this morning already, because now I want to talk to him about this. But you know, fuck it.
Rough. Whoops! Didn't mean to open that can of worms.
Damn. I don't know what this show has become, Steve. I don't know.
I start charging you for this shit. All my free advice that I give you.
Yeah.
Making you a better man.
To be fair, most of your advice is terrible, but it does help
me. Even if my advice sucks and you don't take it, I helped you choose a course of action, just not the one I picked. So really, you should say thank you.
Yeah, like a reverse psychology situation. Like, okay, exactly. Okay, all right. Anyway,
what can I say except
besides the Rogers musical, I do want to talk just a little bit more about this Hawkeye trailer. And besides the Rogers musical, I really do like that this show is going to be like taking continuing Hawkeye story arc from Avengers Endgame. Like, I like that they're not ignoring the fact that he became a murderer for 5 years, and it's and now he has to kind of like pay the toll for that.
Silly Adam, it's not murder when they're bad guys.
I mean, okay, I know that that's often the case, but like, I don't know. I think it still counts as murder.
I mean, it's still textbook murder.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter because he's the hero. And also, you don't know he killed those guys. They could have all fallen off cliffs like a Disney movie.
Oh, is this like a Batman Arkham situation where it's like, yeah, I know that I'm driving down the street at 80 miles an hour and then I take a sharp corner and ram into a dude, but he got shocked and he was tased by my car.
Right, he was tased out of the way of my car. So this tank I hit him with couldn't possibly have hurt.
Yeah, this like 3-ton, 80-mile-an-hour fucking monstrosity with guns and shit all over the place.
Also, I shot him with rubber bullets, so those can't kill him, even though rubber bullets can kill you. And also, I blew up a tank with them earlier, so...
Yeah, no, totally different thing. Totally, no way. But anyway, I fucking forgot what I was saying. Where the fuck was I? Oh yeah, Hawkeye. I really like that they're continuing the, like, his story arc from Avengers Endgame. I think that that's very nice. And I'm, like, wondering if they're gonna kill him off at the end of this, but that doesn't really seem to fit in with the whole Christmassy, like, you know, family theme that the trailer was going for.
No, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine, right? Maybe they'll cut off his arm or something so he can't be Hawkeye anymore.
They're gonna cut off his middle finger like this is fucking 15th century Europe?
Sure, yeah. Like, why the fuck not? Yeah, that.
No,
let's
he's obviously going to pass on the moniker of Hawkeye to this kid, and he's gonna be like, I'm gonna go spend time with my family instead. I'm retired. Sorry, I didn't get a movie. I just got a show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what it's going to be.
So whoever it is that calls for the next Avengers meeting is going to push the button on their utility belt, and his pager is going to go off, but he's not going to show up. She's going to show up.
Yeah, that's probably true. Which, honestly, I think I prefer this new version of Hawkeye to the old version. I don't know much about the new one yet, but I feel like she'll be... more interesting than Hawkeye ever was, because like by the time we met Hawkeye, he was already like boring and married and a SHIELD agent, and like it's like his story had already been told. He was just like a part of the team or whatever. I feel like there's
pretty
a lot
much.
they could theoretically do with a new younger Hawkeye, but I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I'm definitely reading too much into it. That's like a common theme with me. But but yeah, actually, I thought this was a pretty solid trailer. I'm very much interested in it, and maybe I'm
not dissatisfied with the trailer, if that helps.
Hey, you know what, I'll take it. That's the best I'm gonna get from you, so hey, good.
I don't care about the product, but I'm not dissatisfied with the trailer.
Okay, all right.
I didn't hate it.
All right, so our next piece of news is that they have officially announced Spider-Man 2, that's the game, coming to the PlayStation 5.
Spider-Man, yes.
Thwip. It's coming in 2023, though in my humble opinion, I think that it's probably going to get delayed. That's usually how these things go. But it's coming exclusively to the PlayStation 5. We only have, like, this one short little trailer, but we did learn some things from it. Both of the Spider-Men are going to be in it. No surprise there. That seems, like, obvious after they made Miles Morales. And I'm assuming you can play as both Spider-Men. I'm hoping that you can just switch between them at will, but like maybe that's not going to be the case. But
fixed points, perhaps.
I just hope that it's not like you can only play as these characters. You know, you can only play as Miles during certain missions. Like it's like, oh, fuck you. Like, you know, I want to.
It could definitely be like a Grand Theft Auto 5 thing where they're all just where both of them are just kind of about, and you just toggle between them, and then some missions require you to be Peter, and some require you to be Miles, because they're doing different things, and then sometimes they'll overlap.
That would be, like, the best-case scenario, in my opinion. That's what I want it to be. And really, really, I would love it if not only do we get to play as Miles and Peter, but I would, it would be awesome if you could play as Venom, too. But I might be, that might be asking for too much.
I think you're asking for too much.
Yeah, that's fair. But I would love it. Do you remember the Ultimate Spider-Man game? Did you play that?
Yes. I can't remember.
Because I remember you got to play as Venom in that shit, and it was awesome. I loved that shit. He could jump, like, stupid far. Like, just, I loved that game. And that's kind of what I'm, like, envisioning here. But also throw in Miles, who's basically just Spider-Man with electricity and invisibility powers, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, and another thing about this trailer is they, Spider-Man, or I guess Peter, seems to have the, whatever they're called, like the little robot
arms.
The
iron spider legs.
Yeah, the iron spider legs, those. He seems to have that just at like all the time. Or like, they're not always out, but like, I think that they're going to have it be like a new thing, which totally makes sense since in the first game, Peter was the one who helped make Doc Ock's arms. So it makes sense that Peter might have like a slightly less homicidal version of that. You know, for his Spider-Man suit.
Well, like, they were also an option you could just get as, like, one of the powers. You know, Iron Spider costume allowed you to have those briefly.
But since they showed it in the trailer, I'm thinking that maybe it's not going to be, like, a power like it was in the first game, but more of just, like, a thing you can use all the time. Just to kind of,
Well, I imagine it's to balance the scales, because if you're playing as Miles, you just have more powers.
That's exactly
what I was
gonna say.
Wanted to give Peter something to, you know, make him not just Miles' diet, you know?
Yes. No, that's exactly where I was going with it, is that I'm guessing that it was a way to distinguish him from Miles. I'm curious as to what the legs or the arms are going to actually do in terms of gameplay.
Instant kill mode.
Is it just that? Like, it's just like, oh, well, now you can hit twice as hard. Because, I mean, that's fine, I guess, but... The really cool thing about Miles' powers is that you can use them in all kinds of fun ways. Like, he can turn fucking invisible. Like, that's awesome. And he can, like, you know, turn on different things because he has electricity powers, and, like,
I'm gonna assume that Miles' skill set is gonna lean more into the sneaky thing, where, you know, he can turn invisible and shock guys and stuff, and I'm gonna go with Peter's spider legs are probably going to go for more of the brawler thing, where you can, like, throw cars at people and shit now.
That would be so awesome. Yeah, I would like that a lot. Like, have Peter be, like, the more, I guess, stronger of the two, and have Miles be more tactical, and, like, he's like a glass cannon. Like, I like the idea that Miles is weaker, like, he's easier to take down, but he also can, like, turn invisible and can sneak up on you and shock you, and I think that's a really fun idea. I like this a lot. Anyway, we also got our first tease of Venom at the very end of the trailer, which is not surprising at all, since they teased Venom at the end of the last game. But we don't really know much about him. And the voiceover of the trailer seems to be Kraven who's talking, because he has a Russian accent, and he's talking about how he's, like, hunted for his whole life to find something who was as strong as him, which is like, okay, yeah, that sounds like fucking Kraven to me. Mm-hmm. And the only other villain that I think is likely to be in this game would be Green Goblin, because they teased that at the end of the last game. But you could have any of the previous villains show up, too. Like, you could do Rhino or Electro or what the fuck have you. I hope they don't do too many of, like, the older villains. I would really like it if they would introduce, you know, to introduce new villains.
I would hope for no old villains myself, but...
No, I would be okay with, like, one or two. Like, I think if Doc Ock was,
there's
like...
already possibly three villains in this thing. You don't need more than that. I mean, not for big parts, anyway.
That's fair. I'm just, like, the last game had, like, six villains in it, and I thought that they handled them all pretty well. Like, some of the... Obviously, like, there's the two main ones, which are, Doc Ock and Mr. Negative, but then you have, like, a whole plethora of other ones who show up in the climax.
They handled them by making them mini-bosses, not making them actual important things to the story. They just were there as threats to fight. As easily as, like, a breaking dam or a collapsing bridge. It was just punch a guy instead. Mostly, I mean, they didn't have personalities. They were just there as like, hey, that's a character I recognize. They're bad, you know? Now, Doc Ock and Mr. Negative had real story implication, you know, but the other ones were just like, we needed six bad guys, so we got six bad guys.
Yeah, we wanted to do the Sinister Six, and here they are.
What I don't think... Okay, so my projection, they're not going to do Green Goblin in this one, because Green Goblin deserves to be his own villain, and there's no way they're going to fucking sideline him for fucking Kraven.
You can do a lot. I'm just saying, like, you can have Kraven be a minor villain.
Hang on.
All right, fine.
The Spider-Man games always do Kraven dirty. It doesn't matter which one you're talking about. They did him dirty. He's never a real threat. He's always a huge boob. And he always gets just fucking laid the fuck out because he's going to go out with Spider-Man with a goddamn machete or something. It never works. Kraven is always the butt of the jokes, almost as much as Shocker and Rhino are. Now,
that is true.
They're probably going to make him try to... I imagine he's going to get the third Arkham game Batman treatment that fucking Scarecrow got, where they just make him like soft-spoken and super spooky and tough for no reason, even though he shouldn't be. I imagine that's what is going to happen to him, and Venom is going to be like a mad dog running around fucking obliterating Spider-Man all the time he can, because that's what Venom wants to do. And Kraven's going to be like the guy in the helicopter, just kind of never really in the thick of it, but always loosing Venom on you. So Venom will be the thing you actually fight most of the time until you deal with that problem, and then you go KO Kraven in one shot.
Okay.
And there will be no Green Goblin.
That's an interesting theory. I'm hoping that Kraven is kind of like a more of a minor antagonist. Like, I kind of like the idea that he's just like off on this. He's like a side villain, you know? Like maybe you stumble into traps that he's created. Like all throughout the city, like kind of like Taskmaster in the first game. Like,
well, he was a really side character.
Well, yeah, no, he absolutely is. But like, that's how I would. I don't think of Kraven as being a major league villain. I think that he's B tier at very best. I would love it if he was treated like Mysterio was in the original Spider-Man 2. I think that'd be amazing.
Where you punch him out in one shot for robbing a liquor store.
That actually happened in Ultimate Spider-Man with Kraven. Kraven shows up to take down Spider-Man right after he took down Dr. Octopus, and then Spider-Man takes him out in like one fucking punch and it's over. and Spider-Man's like, yeah. Really? That's it? I would love it if they did that direction. Like, I would love it if the trailer was just complete misdirection, like, the whole time. Like, Kraven is just not important at all. But,
I mean, and then that would be, like, a waste, I think, but...
I feel like, and I also think that, I think Green Goblin is going to be in this. I don't know if he'll be...
Too many villains.
Maybe it'll be like Doc Ock was in the first one, where, like, because Doc Ock doesn't show up until, like, the last third of the game, you know? Like, maybe they would tease that Green Goblin's going to be involved the whole time, and it isn't until the, you know, the big epic climax that you're, like, fully fighting Green Goblin. Because it makes story sense, too.
The bad guy in Spider-Man was not Dr. Octopus. It was Otto Octavius.
Let's
be clear about that.
All I'm saying is that, like, it would make story sense for Green Goblin to be in this, because Venom seems to be Harry based on the first game. And if Harry's running around murdering people, I would imagine that Norman would want to get involved and try to figure out a way to, like, you know, take Harry back, you know, to take Harry in and bring him down so he can fix Harry and have him not be running around murdering people. Like, it makes story sense for Green Goblin to be involved here. Like, I feel like Norman wouldn't just be off on the sidelines being a mayor while his son is running around being Venom. Like, that just doesn't seem right to me. I feel like he would want to be personally involved. So I really do think that Green Goblin is going to... If nothing else, I think that they're going to fully set up Green Goblin to be in the next game. But I have a feeling it'll be in this game. And I have I have no idea about other villains. If I were to, like, just kind of pitch a few, I think Chameleon could be fun, especially since, Like, they, I think that they mentioned Chameleon already existing in this universe in the first game. And now that there's two Spider-Men running around, you can maybe do something fun with that. Like, have a third Spider-Man be around, and oh no, it's Chameleon. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas here.
And then Ben Reilly shows up.
Dude, if they did the clones, if they started doing clone shit, that'd be crazy. Like, I don't think that they will, but, like, because that's, like, so hard to do. Like, clones are a giant thing that they should not touch in the Spider-Man movies for, like, a good long while, if you ask me. Crap, what was I saying? I'm trying to think of other Spider-Man villains that you could have. Oh, Mysterio. Mysterio could be fun as, like, a side villain. I think that'd be funny.
I think Mysterio's got enough time in the sun from his movie. He's got more than he was ever hoping to get.
That's true. That is true. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other Spider-Man villains that I would want to see. Boomerang? Could you do Boomerang? I mean, he would just be the new Shocker, but even worse than Shocker somehow. No, I don't.
Really? You passed up on, like, Sandman?
Oh yeah, Sandman. You could totally do Sandman. Sandman would be pretty cool, actually, because then you could have the whole water element, and you have to be, like, running around trying to douse him in water. Like, that'd be fun. I'd be cool with that. I just hope that there's more villains. Like, I want more villains. I don't want just Venom and Kraven, you know. And I'm not worried about it either. I'm sure there's going to be more. But let me see. What else did I have written in here? Oh yeah. Also, the voice actor for Venom said that the game was going to be massive on Twitter. That doesn't surprise me in any way, but that really reinforces to me that there's definitely going to be a lot of villains in this game, which doesn't surprise me. But I'm very, very excited for this game. I cannot fucking wait. The first two games were both incredible. Will you get a PlayStation 5 just so you can play this game, Steve? Or are you just going to stubbornly refuse? No? Okay. Hopefully I can.
What kind of question is that?
Oh man! So I'm gonna be playing this game.
Hey, you wanna buy a fucking overpriced console from eBay so that you can play a single Spider-Man game?
I mean, if you ask me, that's worth it. But that's because I'm a Spider-Man shill. So,
hey, you wanna go buy an Xbox 360 so we can play Gears of War?
No.
That's how stupid you sound.
Well, I don't give a shit about Gears of War, so whatever. But you love Spider-Man. Spider-Man's your fucking guy. Like,
I do.
Come on.
I do love Spider-Man, but I also like not having to buy a PS5.
Fine. Speaking of
that's been working great so far.
I really hope that by the time this game comes out in 2023 that I can have a PS5 by then. That'd be wonderful. Please and thank you. Oh my fucking god, I still can't get one. I still don't have one because fuck me, I guess. Yeah. In
have
other
you tried
video
being rich?
I mean, I'm actually making pretty decent money. And also my wife recently got a new job that makes a lot more money. So I could buy an expensive, overpriced one on eBay, but I won't do that out of principle, Steve. Like,
Good. That's good.
Like, fuck that. Like, that's not okay.
Also, if I was gonna get a PS5, it would probably be to play God of War. But
oh yeah,
and Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. Oh,
but
God,
I'm just going to have to live with those things not being a part of my life anymore. Until they inevitably come to PC, which they will eventually.
If you say so, Steve. You keep living in your fantasy world.
I mean, as soon as fucking Steam gets their game face on and just buys PlayStation.
Yeah, okay.
Or, I guess PlayStation does own Insomniac now. So
yes,
that's probably blocked up pretty tight. Unless they want to sell Insomniac.
The only thing you could do is maybe, like, Sony would be like, you know what, give us a shit ton of the profits from it, and yeah, fine, we'll release some of our old exclusives.
I don't know
PC.
Why that's not just the way we do things. Like, that,
honestly, that would be better.
If you want to just buy up a company and then, like, you know, get some of the sweet, sweet rights to the profit that you make by selling it, or renting it, I should say, to Steam or something, just do that. There's no downside. Just do
I mean, there's
that.
A yeah,
and nobody
that's a
can
lot
fucking
of money.
Find your stupid PS5s anyway.
Oh man, I would love to play some of those games on. Well, actually, I wouldn't want to play it on PC. Fuck that shit.
Use a controller. It doesn't matter.
I know, but then I'd have to hook it up, and I just don't want
hook
to
hook up
do
a controller.
Anything.
It plugs it in.
Is it that easy?
You plug it in. Your PlayStation controller uses a USB cord. You boob.
That's true.
You just plug it into your computer.
All right, we're moving on. We're moving on. I just want a PS5, Steve. I don't know why I feel dirty about PC gaming, but I do. I don't want it.
All right. Well, I hope you get a PS5 then. I want that for you.
Well, thank you, Steve. I want it so fucking bad. oh my fucking God.
Do you know anybody that has one?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, actually. Never mind then.
I mean, that doesn't say much. That doesn't mean much because I don't know that many people. All the people that I do know who are gamers are all PC gamers, and it's like, oh, whatever, like, fuck you people. They're all young and understand how PCs work, and I don't know.
They're all
things.
Young, goddamn this generation, fucking Gen Zers, always in their youthful faces with their...
That's exactly correct, yeah. Some of them listen to this show, so I bet they're laughing their asses off right now. So, yes, laugh at the old man. I don't like new things. I don't like PCs.
At the elderly.
Our
doesn't
next
know
piece
he can
news.
Plug his PlayStation controller into his computer.
I don't want it. I don't want to do it. I have a laptop, so I'd have to like go and buy and like a nice gaming PC, or I'd have to build one myself, which like that's a whole fucking thing. I'm sure I could learn how to do it. I'm sure it's just like, you know, put the pieces in the places where the pieces go. I understand
that. I mean,
that
is essentially how you build anything, but yeah, a little bit of an oversimplification.
And I have no mind for technical shit at all. Like, I fucking hate, like, I'll try to read, like, technical specifications, and, like, I swear I just start to go cross-eyed after just, like, a minute of trying to read
it. I'm not gonna tell
like,
you
just
to do it,
can't.
But you know that there is, like, a, like, services where they have, like, a Build-A-Bear computer where you just, like, go through it and you pick, like, I want these options from the list for my graphics card, and I want these options from the list for my fan, and they just put it together for you.
That does sound really fucking awesome.
It's, I mean, then you're limited to whatever that company's willing to sell you, but...
Right, yeah. It's something I want to do, but I just... well, I'll continue to think about it. Maybe when I'm in my 40s, I'll finally get around to getting a PC. Anyway, our next piece of news is that Insomniac, who is, of course, developing Spider-Man 2, is also developing another Marvel video game, in a big surprise announcement, and that is a Wolverine, game. I'm assuming it's in the same universe as their Spider-Man franchise. I mean, that makes sense. It's the same developer developing two games from the same, universe at the same time. Like, why would they not have it be connected? But we don't know for sure. I'm guessing this is going to come out after Spider-Man 2 because they didn't give a release, like a specific release date. And we only got like one very brief trailer. So I'm guessing it was more of like, this is an early development, but here you go. Here you go, nerds. Fucking lose your minds about this. Why don't you?
Wolverine.
Wolverine video games are almost as fun as Spider-Man video games, to be fair. I fucking love Wolverine video games. Have you played any of those? Like,
I have actually played quite a few Wolverine video games.
Yeah. Like, I think it was the X-Men Origins game. Is that the one where, like, they had, like, the awesome animation where you could get, like, torn to pieces and then you could see your skin growing back? I think that was that game. It was so
I don't
fucking
recall,
cool.
But I'll tell you what I do recall. I had... the X-Men game for my PlayStation... I'm going to go with PlayStation 2, but it might have been PlayStation 1. And I couldn't make it past the tutorial level as a child.
Oh, jeez.
I remember that specifically, because the first thing you do is you break out of the Weapon X program. I don't even know what's after that. I have no idea what that game's actually about. But you break out of the Weapon X program, and I was not very good at the fighting, so I got shot off a lot. And there's this section later in the game, which you have to use your... Wolverine senses to detect landmines underneath the ground. I couldn't ever figure out how to do that, and I would just run across that open field and explode.
Yeah.
And I never got past it's up there with my like that fucking Star Wars game where you have to play that one level of fucking Battletoads. It's up there in those games of shit I owned that never even got close to pretending to finish.
I don't even know what Star Wars game you're talking about. What? What the fuck is that? Like, it's
I told
not...
you about it like 2 weeks ago. It's for the fucking the SNES.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, I do remember that now. But any game for the SNES is like you can't play that shit anymore anyway. But okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I got
well,
you.
Whatever. Wolverine games. Yay, Wolverine. I have played many.
Wolverine
of them.
Wolverine is awesome. Wolverine is awesome. Wolverine video games are awesome. Not as awesome as Spider-Man video games, but they're still very fucking cool. You know, because I mean, he's such a perfect character for a video game, because you can just have him get beat to hell and then have him regenerate his health. And if he gets too beat to hell, then, you know, he'll die or whatever, at least in video game world. But you know, if you barely survive an encounter, you can have him heal. You know, if you, it's kind of like in Call of Duty where it's like this super dumb thing where, you know, you can get shot in the face and you can have blood all over your screen, but then you can just crouch behind a knee high, like, you know, board that's just happens to be like, you know, standing upright on the ground. And then if you just stay there still long enough, you'll heal. It doesn't make any sense in Call of Duty, but it totally makes sense for Wolverine.
No, you just put your thumb in your mouth, you clench your nose, and you blow real hard, and it pops all the bullets out.
Yeah, yes, yes, precisely. It's Wolverine is an awesome character and perfect for video games, and I'm just, I'm so excited for this game. The only real thing that we know about this game is that the creative director said on Twitter that it was going to be a full-size game, so it's not going to be like Miles Morales, which is like half a game, three-quarters, whatever. And it will have a mature tone. They didn't say it was going to be rated M. Yeah, I know. It's like, well, it better have a mature tone. Like, it better be fucking violent. It's Wolverine. Like, he has claws.
Do you remember in the X-Men cartoon when Wolverine would attack stuff and not cut it with his claws, the only thing he can do?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like whenever they do the not violent version of a character that's violent, they always wind up, like, not doing the thing that they do. You know, like, nobody ever gets attacked with claws. Like, robots get cut with claws, but cut.
My version of that is in Star Wars Rebels, which is a show that I absolutely love, but there are multiple moments in Star Wars Rebels where instead of cutting somebody in half with a lightsaber, they just cut their gun. Like, they'll just slice the blaster. And
or
it's
they
like,
kick
okay.
Them.
Yeah, yeah, or kick them or what the fuck ever. And it's like, all right, fine, but, like, you should probably be cut in half right now, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Doing that classic Star Wars arm cutting technique.
Yes, exactly. It instantly cauterizes. It's fine.
You won't even die. It's fine.
But God damn it, dude. I'm beyond pumped for this Wolverine game. Like, I'll play anything that Insomniac makes. Like, it doesn't really matter what it is.
I do love Insomniac a lot.
Yeah. Good. Maybe you should get a PS5.
No.
All right.
Does Insomniac make the PS5?
No, but they're owned by the people who make the PS5, and both of the games that they just announced, Spider-Man 2 and Wolverine, are both coming exclusively to the PlayStation 5, so, it's definitely relevant. Get out of here, man, but goddammit, I have nothing really to say about this Wolverine game other than how excited I am to play it, and I want to know more, and I want to know if it's connected to the Spider-Man universe, and I want, like, a MCU version, like, a not an MCU, but I want a Marvel video game universe. Like, I want to have, like, stories that are interconnected and, like, characters popping in and out. You could do the Avengers, you could do fucking just all that shit.
You just want a game called Marvel Superheroes, where it's just about whatever's going on, and then random characters from random games will show up, and then in Marvel Superheroes 2, random other characters will start to show up, and all of their stories will be like, hey, remember when I did that thing in my game 6 games ago that was connected to your game? It's like, oh man, that was hot shit. Remember when we did that? Cool.
Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Fantastic. It's been awesome hanging out again.
That's exactly what I want. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I want Spider-Man to be in I want them to make Avengers 2, and I want Spider-Man from the Spider-Man game to be there, and just, yeah, everything you just said, just absolutely. Well, that doesn't sound awesome to you? Like, I don't understand why that doesn't sound awesome to you. You don't want a grand, interconnected video game Marvel universe? You don't want that? Why would you not want that? Like,
really want me to answer those questions, or...
No, not really. I just don't understand it. I never will. Like, you know, I love huge stories, Steve. I love big stories that have different characters from different corners of the world that, like, all that you know already because they have their own unique solo stories that all have to come together to, you know, fight some big overwhelming threat. Like, I love that shit. It's so fucking cool. I love it. I'm all about it.
I have a problem. Go watch Bleach then. It's got like 300 main characters.
I could get behind that, maybe. Well, okay. Probably not. I'm still watching Supernatural, okay?
And well, that's by only got watching, two main characters.
And by watching Supernatural, I mean I've seen one episode in the past, like, month. But I did see that one episode, and it was pretty lame. so I stopped.
Good. I'm glad that you stuck with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I
did you see him turn into Scooby-Doo yet?
No, I'm really excited for that. Megan said that she'd watch that episode with me, and which is really funny because she like hates Supernatural, which like
but she likes Scooby-Doo.
That's fair. Well, yeah, obviously. Is there anybody who doesn't like Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Doo's great.
All the villains in Scooby-Doo.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm talking about in real life though. Is there anyone who doesn't like Scooby-Doo, like the franchise? Because Scooby-Doo is wonderful and wholesome and cute and funny.
Do you mean conceptually or specific Scooby-Doo franchises?
Oh, no. I mean Scooby-Doo as a concept, not
oh,
no.
No, I don't think there's anybody that cares to hate Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely different iterations of Scooby-Doo are violently hated by some people. Like, absolutely, of course.
Did you see Ghostbuster Scooby-Doo where they're like cyborgs?
No.
Like,
no, I didn't.
Scooby-Doo's got like a scouter from Dragon Ball, and Shaggy's got like a
Movie?
Green Arrow beard, and Velma's got like a laser gun.
Is that a movie or a show?
No, that's a comic book, I think.
Oh, it's the comic book. I mean, that sounds kind of fun. Maybe I don't.
I think it's in the same vein of do you? Oh my god, this is fucking really abstract. Did you remember the fucking Looney Tunes reboot where they made them like Power Rangers
babies?
Or like what? No, not baby.
I remember the
no,
one.
No. So there was like a Looney Tunes thing. I don't remember what it was actually called, like Looney Tunes Extreme or something. Probably they made them like fucking spacefaring ninjas or something. And it had like
yes,
it had like Bugs and Babs and Daffy and Wile E. Coyote and probably some other. I don't remember who was all in it, but it like one season, and it was like missing the point entirely of being a Looney Tunes property, except that it had Looney Tunes characters in it, kind of like Space Jam 2. Kinda, but like worse than that. So
yes, I remember that show existing, and I remember thinking that it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
I suspect that Cyborg Scooby-Doo is in the same vein of how do we take this franchise and turn it into something that's the kids will like, said by a bunch of 45-year-old executives, and they arrived at Ghostbusters.
Because that's what they liked when they were kids. So obviously,
sure, everybody likes Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So kids must like Ghostbusters.
Yes, I remember that fucking thing. It was awesome. I'm like a crazy person where like really dumb shit like that, like everybody else is like, oh my god, it's so terrible, it completely missed the point. And I'm like, yeah, it did, but it's hilarious. Like, I just think that's so funny. Like, I love shit like that. I love it when like they just decide to do like a really, really like hardcore crazy reboot of beloved property, and I love it when it just blows up in their face. Like, that's like one of my favorite things ever. I love that shit. It's so funny. I actually really liked that show. I didn't watch a lot of it, but the few episodes I remember watching, I remember really liking, but I can't for the life of me remember what actually happened.
Okay, so in case you're curious, I googled it by typing in the words bad Looney Tunes reboot. It's called Lunatics Unleashed, and it looks like the cast consists of Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner, Daffy Duck, Babs, and I think that's supposed to be Taz.
Yep, that sounds right. Oh man, I gotta watch. I wonder if it's on like
Holy
HBO Max
shit,
or
this
something.
Looks bad.
Is it on HBO Max? I want to know.
I don't know, man. Maybe
I want to see it. I want to watch it again.
Nobody's like, the right color. Why is Babs? Why is Bugs Bunny yellow? Why is Taz purple?
Because it's Power Rangers and everyone needs to have a distinctive color, and it needs to be like, you know, rainbow colors. You need, you know, like red, blue, yellow, green,
but
purple.
Most their costumes are mostly black, except for the accent colors, which are whatever color they are. But why didn't they just stick with the colors that those characters actually are, or pick characters that are those colors?
No. You know, they have to have matching costumes because they need to clearly be a part of the same team.
No, okay, I understand that. But the Power Rangers had matching costumes. The colors were just different. They could have done that here. And also, they already have characters that are colors. They could have done that. The only one that's right here is Daffy Duck, because he's orange and black, and that's accidentally his color scheme. But, like, why is the Roadrunner red? Why is Wile E. Coyote green? Roadrunner is already blue. He could have just been blue. There's not even a blue character in this lineup. They could have just made him blue.
What's this called again? I forget. I wanted to look it up.
Lunatics Unleashed. LOONATICS.
Unleashed. Oh, yeah. There it is. I just want images. That's all I really care about. Yeah.
Oh, and apparently Marvin Martian's in this show, so he must be the bad guy. This is unacceptable.
I love it. I just think this is the best thing.
Oh, man. You think this is on DeviantArt somewhere? You think I can find this?
Oh, guaranteed, dude. Dude, that's just her color. I definitely thought that the pink one, what's her name?
Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny. I definitely thought that she had a boob window in her costume, but that's just the pink triangle.
I mean, you can't tell me that wasn't the original plan.
I mean, yeah, it definitely looks like a boob window, that's for sure. See, I would love it if the Looney Tunes met this version of the Looney Tunes in some sort of weird meta commentary thing. Like, that sounds fucking great. Lunatics Unleashed. Oh, yes. Just so dumb.
Okay, so I did look this up on DeviantArt, and the first ones are surprisingly not porn. But they do redesign them to be their appropriate colors, and they look a lot better that way. So they probably should have just stuck with that. But whatever. Oh, never mind. There's the porn. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is. That's icky.
I like that Bugs has, like, a fucking wingsuit in this one. Like, he's just flying around in a he looks like Falcon. Like, yes. Oh, my God. I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy because I think that this is the best thing I've ever seen. So I can't explain it.
Adam, drive over to my house so I can slap the piss out of you.
No. All right. Our last piece of news for the day is that finally they've announced that the Knights of the Old Republic is getting remade. This had been rumored, of course, for a long time. Like, we have talked about it before. But finally they're doing it. And of course, certain sections of the internet are losing their minds about it, both good and bad. I guess, like, the lead writer of this said something negative about the original Knights of the Old Republic, like, years ago on Twitter. And now everyone's just like, oh my God. And of course, she's a woman. So now everyone's losing their minds about how she shouldn't be the one writing this new, you know, remake. And it's like, I don't fucking care. Like, none of that matters to me at all.
I would argue that if you had something negative to say about the first one, that makes you the person who would have a unique perspective on writing the new one then.
I would agree with that as well. Yeah, like, it's, yeah, if you are, like, recognize the flaws of the original, then it's like, yeah, like, you know, what did you not like about it? Like, you know, you can make it better. Like, fix it if you want to, whatever.
Not to say that everybody who complains about things is qualified to fix them, because most people are stupid. But,
that's true.
You know, that is not in and of itself a disqualifier.
I'm excited for this. I'm mostly excited for it, so now I can actually play Knights of the Old Republic, because I tried to play the original a few years ago on PC, actually, and I couldn't do it. The graphics were terrible, and I didn't like playing on a keyboard, and yes, I know I could have connected a controller, but I wasn't invested in it. But now, hopefully, this remake.
Actually, I feel like for Knights of the Old Republic, you probably could not have used the controller.
Maybe not. Fuck if I know.
I'm feeling like the toolbar for that was a little bit too complicated for a controller.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I have no fucking clue.
Oh, I actually forgot to mention this during my last. Do you remember when I talked about Dishonored 2 when I was going through my rigmarole of playing that thing?
Yes.
So I said I was playing with a PlayStation controller, and I forgot to mention why that was important. I said I was going to get back to it, and I never actually did. So one of the buttons on the controller, well, the controller's mapped to Xbox buttons, and the Xbox has a back button, or a select button, if you're using your PlayStation perspective. PlayStation controllers no longer have that. They have the trackpad thing, and the entire thing is now the start button. so I actually didn't have a way to push select on my controller, so I had to push the J key on my keyboard, even though I was using a controller at the time, which was really annoying.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Just to open that one menu.
Yeah.
But like, that's my fault for not using the appropriate controller. That's all.
Is there not a way you could have mapped it to... Like, wait, it couldn't be on the trackpad, but it couldn't be in the options either?
Well, the trackpad is one button, so it was either the start menu or the options menu. I couldn't have had it be both.
What about the share button? Does that not
I don't think you can map anything to the share button, because the Xbox controller doesn't have a share button. And I was mapping it to a hypothetical Xbox controller.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because all the buttons were Xbox, because they expect me to use an Xbox, because it's a PC, and Xbox is owned by Microsoft.
Right.
So they just map all their controls to Xbox.
I do know that.
I can use my controller for PlayStation. It just doesn't... The buttons don't line up right, so it gets confused sometimes.
You know, I was thinking... I'm sorry, this is a slight change of subject, but I was thinking about what you were talking about last week, where you just played that, you know, you played Dishonored. Like, how many times did you play that? 3 times through? Was that...
Bad guy, good guy, undetected. Yes, 3 times.
Okay, and you did that, like, all, like, in one go. You just kept playing the same game through...
Good and the bad one I did in one go. The undetected one I did in the next day.
And how long did it take you to do that? Like, how many days, approximately?
I don't know, 2.
You're insane. Like, you're fucking insane. Like, like, that's...
I mean...
I don't think I could possibly do that. Like,
I have heard that.
Okay, I was thinking about it, like, later after the episode was done. I was like, wait, did Steve play that game 3 times in, like, 2 days?
Fair.
Like,
the first playthrough is really easy because I can just run up to people and slide tackle them and not have to be stealthy, and I don't have to do any of the extra shit to take the guy out. I can just run up there and club him over the head with a chair leg. So I don't have to be sneaky or anything. The first playthrough with the bad guy option is a lot faster.
Okay,
For the record.
I don't have the patience for any of that. Like, I'd probably play through it once and be like, all right, I'm done. And then, like, I'd probably come back to it, like, 2 years later and play it through in the different...
Yeah, I have been told that I play games like a psycho, so I'll stipulate that you're probably right on this one. I don't do it right or normal, but that's just how I enjoy things. Constant stimulation.
Okay, man. I mean,
and then I stop enjoying them.
I mean, I just you know, just take a deep breath, bro. It's okay.
I don't have time for that. I have to hurry up and finish this game 3 times.
Okay. All right. Yep,
I have to do my undetected no violence route.
Yep. Of course. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah, definitely. But I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself, Steve. I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. Did you enjoy yourself playing that?
The first time I did.
Oh my god. See, I stop playing a game if I no longer think it's fun. Like, if it's not fun, like, I'm just like, I don't fucking
whatever. This is my addictive personality at work here, because I played through the first one with the bad guy ending, and I was like, okay, now I need to go through, and I need to play as the other character and use all the other powers. I didn't know at the time that I just got all of them. It's like, okay, now I need to play the game and get all the stuff, so I can get the good undetected ending, because it's a thing I haven't done yet. Which is not the same as getting all the collectibles. That's for idiots and lunatics. That's still finishing the game. I'm just finishing the game all the way.
Right. Sure. That, mm-hmm. I don't really follow that, but okay.
Well, that's because, like, I have a diseased
you
mind.
Give me shit all the time about how I'm a completionist who wants to get all the trophies, but you played the same game 3 times through in 2 days.
Yeah. Okay, not the same, because trophies are masturbatory. It doesn't do anything. I was playing the game, having a fun time playing the game, so that's different.
All right, if you say
so. I'm also not trying
really
to complete
the difference.
The game. I'm trying to win. Which is not the same. I don't give a fuck about achievements. I just wanted to do it to say that I could do it. I was challenging myself, that's all.
Right, you just wanted to have the achievement of completing it. Right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not because the game
is the same thing.
No, it's not,
right?
Because you're doing bullshit because the game told you to do it. I'm doing it because I wanted to have beaten the game.
But you told me you stopped enjoying it after the first playthrough.
Yeah, it wasn't about that anymore.
All right.
Why do you think I fucking played Resident Evil 6 times to get all the difficulties so I could continue to play it to get the difficulties? So say I could do it, so I'm the best. Because nobody's better than me. I'm the best. I beat you, Inferno difficulty.
Yeah, you did, Steve.
Yeah, that's what it was about.
Congratulations.
Personal challenge to myself.
All right.
Not collecting all the feathers because the game told me to.
Right. But didn't the game tell you to beat the game? Because the game has all the different difficulty options, isn't that sort of like implying that you want to beat each one? Like, isn't that not like a similar thing?
Only if I wanted to prove something to myself. I'm not required to do that.
You're not required to complete all the feathers either. It's just the thing that you can do.
Well, that's not the same thing. That's fucking busy work. Playing through the game is what you're supposed to do with it. If you go and collect all the goddamn pine cones, it's not playing the game.
You ran around and collected all of the little whatever they're called so that you could have all the powers.
Not all of them. Enough to get the things I need. I only ended each playthrough with like 4 powers, just the ones I needed.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. You're just so weird. And also, I'm just curious, in regards to Resident Evil, because you played through that 6 times, right?
Yes. All 5 right. or 6.
How many days did it take you to complete that game 6 times?
I don't know. That was a billion years ago. I don't remember. Probably like 3 or 4.
Oh my god.
it gets a lot easier towards the end when you know where everything is. You can just start blitzing through it.
Yeah,
it's no
I'm
deal.
Sure that doing the same thing 6 times in a row over the span of 3 days does get easier as you do it.
I'm not going to expect you to understand.
Oh my god.
Yes,
I'm
a psychopath. I get it, but I've never paid for microtransactions, so I'm in the moral clear.
Okay. I mean, I respect that.
I'm just getting my money's worth out of the thing I paid for. How about that?
All right.
I paid $5 for that fucking Dishonored 2, and I played it 3 times, so I think I got my goddamn value out of it.
You definitely got your
value
out of
it. Milked that thing for all it was worth and then some. It's got blood in its stool now.
Facts.
I'm fucking milking it so hard.
Okay. So we're going to move on now to the magic hour. And we didn't do this last week.
We did not. But that wasn't a real episode, so I don't know if that really counts.
Yeah, right. It was just us just you know, shooting the shit. So 2 weeks ago, I'm trying to remember anything. The last thing I remember was Urza, like, breeding warriors. But that was, I think, from, like, the time before that. That was 3 weeks ago.
The land
I don't
before
remember.
Time.
I don't remember. That's all I remember is Urza breeding warriors, and that's it. That's all I've got. So,
that
what
did happen
for me. Yeah. What do you got for me this week?
It's been so long that I've lost my place in the timeline, so you'll have to forgive me here after I find it again.
That's all right.
I wrote it down.
Let me think. What else happened? Didn't Sarah? She did something. She founded her own little society, and some dwarves sailed off into the vast unknown. I don't know. Are you ready or no?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm here. I'm ready for you.
You go ahead then, because I got nothing.
All right. Feroz arrives on Yulgratha. He meets Sandru, a minotaur whom he trains in the use of magic. He also meets Sarah. Sarah and Feroz fall in love. After meeting the two walkers, Baron Sanger decides to lay low for a while.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the year was 3,560 AR.
Okay, alright. I mean, the numbers, like, mean
almost nothing to me. Well, negative 3,560.
Okay. So some dude went... I don't remember what he did. All I remember is that he fell in love with Sarah. That's all I have. What else did he do? Remind me.
He arrives on Yulgratha and meets Sandru, a minotaur whom he trains in the use of magic.
Okay, alright. And then, what was the other thing that happened? Sarah and that guy who trained the Minotaur fell in love, and then someone else did something.
And then Barrett Singer decides to lay low for a while?
Oh, yeah, because he met two walkers?
Correct.
Right? Okay, I want to know more.
Feroz and Sarah are both planeswalkers.
Wait, is the person who decided to lay low because he met the two walkers, is that the guy who was in love with Sarah?
No.
That's a... Oh. Okay.
That's Baron what Sanger.
Baron Sanger. Baron Sanger. Okay. God, I don't really, I don't know what's important here. So what the fuck is a walker? Like, if he decided to lay low. A planeswalker.
Ask a different question.
Oh, a planeswalker. I thought it was something else. I'm sorry. Okay. Then that, no, that doesn't count. All right. Well, fuck. What should I ask about the romance? Do Sarah and what's his face? Do they have babies? Babies? Is there babies, Steve?
No.
Really? Ah, oh, fuck. I don't know. I don't know what to ask. I don't know what's important and what's not. I have very little idea. All right, well, Sarah and some dude fell in love, and that dude trained a Minotaur in magic.
He sure did.
I'm gonna try to remember that. And some dude decided, like, met some walkers, and then he was like, you know what? I'm gonna lay low. Okay.
Let's yep, try to get actually, that in my head. Yep.
I'm gonna try to get that in my head. All right. Now we're going to move on to my humble opinion, and I know I do it all the time, but I'd like to go first, if that's cool.
Be my guest.
Cool. So I got to see, just yesterday, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, finally. I mean, I guess it's only been a week, but it felt like a long time. I successfully avoided most spoilers, and I was very proud of myself for being able to do that. But in my humble opinion, Shang-Chi is a pretty fucking good Marvel movie. It's definitely in the, like, upper tier of solo Marvel movies. Like, I would say it's probably, like, as far as, like, origin movies go, I would say it's probably in, like, top three. It's very good. It's a very solid story. The villain, his name is Wenwu, but he's basically, like, the actual Mandarin. He's just fantastic. He's so interesting. He's like, the actor is phenomenal. He's able to convey so much, he's able to convey so much with just his face. Like, you can be watching him, okay, well, spoiler alert here, because I know you don't give a shit, but for anybody else, spoiler alert, I'm just gonna talk about everything. Wenwu's death scene, there was so much emotion conveyed on his face through no words at all. There was, like, I'll get into, like, the specifics of his death in a minute, but I just wanted to just take a second to really, really, like, Tony Leung is the actor's name, and he just did such a good job. It kind of sucked because the most interesting character in the movie was the villain of the movie who died. So that's kind of unfortunate, but Shang-Chi, was also a fun character. I really liked that he's, like, the most, other than, like, Peter Parker, he's probably the most normal Avenger that we've had to date. I mean, Peter's whole thing is, like, that he's, like, a fucking teenager. Shang's whole thing is that he's, like, he's an adult, and he's, like, me. He's, like, a millennial, and he, like, in the beginning of the movie, he's working as a valet, and he and his best friend, like, go out drinking, like, most nights, and they don't really know what they want to do with their lives, and they're just kind of living their lives, hanging out, having a fun time. And I really like that. I feel like it was refreshing to have just a very normal character, or at least somebody who has normal, like, motivations and desires. Like, he just wants to live his life. Like, he's not, the only reason that he even gets involved, like, becomes a superhero at all is because his dad sends assassins after him. Dude. That's, like, the whole, say what?
Not cool, dude.
Yeah, not cool at all. Though, funnily enough, the dad sent the assassins after him, but he didn't actually want Shang-Chi to die. Like, he told the assassins, he's like, you can kill him if you can, but you're not going to be able to. And he was right. Like, he was, yeah, like, they couldn't kill him, which he knew.
Did they bring any guns?
No.
Then I can't see how they planned on succeeding.
I mean, one dude, his name, I think, was Razor Fist, and he had a sword that could come out of his hand. So,
oh, cool.
That was,
is that a gun?
Yeah. It's not a, no, it's not a gun.
Probably
should
have brought
Steve.
A gun, then.
No. Fucks, guns are boring.
Yeah, but they're really good assassination tools.
Yeah, but he wasn't actually, he didn't actually want to kill Shang-Chi. He
right,
just
but
wanted
those guys
to,
who did want to kill Shang-Chi probably should have brought guns.
Yeah, but they're trained in martial arts. Shut up, Steve. Like I don't care. Like, I don't care about whatever you're saying right now. Like, yeah, they're well, martial right, artists. Then. Rule of cool, Steve. Rule of cool. Who fucking cares? Anyway. This movie had absolutely just spectacular fight scenes. In my opinion, my favorite fight scene was probably the first one, or basically the first one, where Shang is fighting the assassins on the bus. It's just so well done, and you can actually see everything that he's doing. And he's, like, dipping in and out. He'll, like, oh my god, my cat is, like, trying to push my computer shut right now. Ugh! Okay, I threw her. It's fine.
Yep,
you can actually it's a cat. Cats can land on their feet. She's fine. She didn't even meow. Like, she's fine. Anyway, but the action scenes were incredible. The ones that really stick out in my mind was the bus scene, which I already mentioned, and the there's this scene where they're like on like this skyscraper type thing where they're like fighting along on these poles that are like lining the building. It's really fucking cool. It's such a good fight scene. And Shang-Chi is just, like, dipping around in these poles. There's one point where he's, like, standing on this, like, on this, I don't know what to call it, like, platform. And then he, like, jumps down, but he hits the platform on his way down. And then that, like, flims up and hits the dude in the face. And it's
yeah, I liked that fight scene when I saw it the first time in Rush Hour.
Shut up, Steve. And I really liked the motivation of the villain. I gotta talk more about this fucking villain. His whole thing. So he is 1,000 years old, the bad guy is. And he has these 10 rings, which, as you can tell from the trailers, like, go on his forearms. And these 10 rings, like, you know, allowed him to live for thousands of years. And he was, like, a conqueror. He's basically Genghis Khan. Except that he's still alive. But he falls in love, with this one girl who's from this other mystical land. And then he has these two kids and he gives up the rings and he's trying to change his ways. This is all in like the prologue of the movie. He's trying to change his ways, but then, his wife is killed, by some people who, were actually going after him, because they, like, wanted revenge because he used to be a conqueror or whatever. So they kill his wife.
I liked
that
story the first time when I saw it in Castlevania.
Okay, whatever. man, you derailed me. Why'd you gotta derail me like that? Anyway, so his wife dies, and then this guy, Wenwu, kind of loses his mind a little bit, and he decides to go back into being a criminal overlord, and he decides to, like, torture his son, basically, because he's, like, training him in how to be an assassin. So, from the time the kid was, like, 7 until he was, like, 14, approximately, they give the ages, I can't remember, he was just, like, trained every day constantly in the art, you know, in, like, kung fu and how to kill people. And then he was sent to go and kill the people who killed his mom. He did it, and then he decided to not go back, and he's like, and he, you know, he just went to San Francisco to go and, you know, do karaoke. Which is totally understandable. I relate to that so hard. But now, 10 years later, after that, Wenwu is like, all right, son, it's time to come back. I let you live your life. You know, I knew where you were the whole time, but I just left you alone. But now it's time to come back because I have been hearing the voice of your mother, and I think that she's still alive, and I think that she's in the mystical land that she came from.
We just gotta go to the quantum realm and get her.
Basically, that's kind of what it's like. They don't really explain much about what this land is. I'm trying to... Tai Lu, I think, is the name of this other land. It's like, it's kind of like, oh god, what the fuck is it called? The thing from Iron Fist. Shao Lun... No, that's the dragon. Whatever. It's kind of like an other Shun land, Lun. Sort of like the one... Kunlun, yeah, Kunlun. It's kind of like Kunlun. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if it, like, is related to Kunlun. I think it probably is in the comics, but I'm not an expert on that. Anyway, But it turns out that the voice that that Wenwu was hearing was actually a evil soul stealer that was hiding behind this mystical door that, like, throughout the centuries it had been trying to, like, lure people to open the door for him. Excuse me. Because, like, you know, it was supposedly, it's like whatever they think, whatever these people want, it's like, oh yeah, that thing that you want that you can't have, it's right behind this door. Just all you have to do is open the door. And there's, like, a whole society of people who are right outside the door who are trying to protect it and not let anyone through. And that's what Wenwu's all about.
Like, he wants the guys to open from the door. Mummy?
Sure. Yeah, like the guys from the Mummy. And all he wants to do is open the door so he can be reunited with his wife. Short version is he does that. He opens the door, and a giant Cthulhu-type dragon tentacle monster bursts through the door. That's like the ultimate life stealer thing.
Whoops.
It's super cool. I've said it before, and I will say it as many times as I need to, and that is giant monsters are cool, Steve. And this one had wings, and it had a bunch of little greebly tentacles hanging off of it because it's evil, and it sucks away life.
Well, that just sounds like Cthulhu, so...
I mean, it is very Cthulhu-esque. It's definitely similar to that. I wouldn't be surprised if in the Marvel Universe, that is actually, like, the origin of the Cthulhu mythos. That would make a lot of sense to me. But anyway, so that thing bursts out, and Wenwu pretty much immediately realizes that he fucked up, and that his wife isn't there. And then there's the, and this is like right after this really awesome fight scene between him and Shang-Chi. And then he, in like his big epic battle, like his big epic death scene, he's like, his like soul is being sucked away by this thing. And he's like looking at his son and he's like remembering all of the experiences he had with his son. And he's realizing how much he fucked up and how much he traumatized his son. And like, he has all these regrets. And none of this is said through dialogue. It's all conveyed through flashbacks and this guy's fucking eyes because he's such a talented goddamn actor. And then he opens his hands and the rings slide off and he gives them to Shang. And then he fucking dies. And then short version is Shang teams up with the dragon guardian of this realm to fight against this Cthulhu thing, and they win.
Well, that sounds pretty dope. Kaiju fights are cool.
Exactly. Kaiju fights are fucking cool. And then at the fucking... Oh yeah, I didn't even mention this, but fucking Trevor Slattery is in this bitch. The guy who pretended to be the Mandarin in Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
he just lives in their dungeon. He's basically their court jester, because, you know, he's this talented actor, and I guess Wenwu had sympathy for him because Trevor didn't actually realize that he was impersonating a real person, but he very much was. So he still is a prisoner, but he also is given a lot of freedom, and he's living his little actor life in the fucking basement. And he actually comes with them to this mystical Tai Lun land or whatever, which is pretty fucking cool.
To go fight Cthulhu.
Well, to go fight. He doesn't really do a lot of fighting, but he is there. I think he might, like, shoot an arrow or something at one point, but... Cool. Oh, yeah, he's also sober now. You know, good for him. He's not on drugs anymore. He's living his best life. Yeah, you know, he's just being himself. He has a little pet that's like a... It's like this little dog thing that has four wings and no face. It's just like this weird little furry ball with fur wings, with four wings, which sounds weirder than it was. It was actually quite cute, and Trevor Slattery could talk to it, and so that's like a whole other weird thing that was happening. But yeah, this movie was very solid. Oh, and then at the very end, we find out that the rings might be alien technology because fucking Captain Marvel and Mark Ruffalo or whatever, Bruce Banner and Captain Marvel are on the little hologram thing and they're like, what is this thing? And Shang is like, I don't know, my dad had it for like 1,000 years. And they're like, well, it's considerably older than that. you know, could this be Kree technology? And it's like, ah, maybe, I'm not really sure. And then it's like, well, we'll figure it out in the next Marvel movie.
Okay, well,
welcome to
that.
The team. I mean, yeah, it is kind of dumb. I kind of liked the idea that I liked seeing, like, the cameos. Like, I liked that Shang is already familiar with at least some of the Avengers. But I definitely was a little bit annoyed that they just, like, never really gave an explanation for what the rings are. And it's just like, all right, well, see you next time. And it's like,
no,
okay.
I don't
like,
care about that. I care that they're fucking science instead of magic.
I think they are magic, or maybe it's not. They're not really. They don't know what it is. They're like they're trying to figure out what it might be, and they don't have an explanation right away. So I think it is still magic.
Also, if it's technology just, and it's 1,000 years old or whatever, it should be way out of date, and they should have way better versions of the bullshit rings that do this stuff. So he shouldn't be special at all.
Are you talking about Kree? Is that what you mean? We don't know if it's Kree. That
yeah, but
was
they
just
brought it up, so
that
that's the implication we have to operate under now, since they said it.
They said maybe. They said, could it be Kree? And then Marvel said, I don't know, maybe. I'm not, you know, it's nothing. It doesn't
yeah,
look like
I'm
anything
just
I've ever
pretend
seen.
Pretend that didn't happen and just replace that whole exchange with Doctor Strange showing up and saying, hey, you found the magical rings. Nice.
Actually, Wong was there too, and I forgot to mention him, but Wong was there, and he was like, yeah, I've never seen anything like this either, because, you know, he's much more of an expert than Doctor Strange is, because he's been a wizard for longer, but, yeah, we don't know, the short version is that we don't know what the rings are, which is probably the best thing that they could do for now, because it, like, you know, keep them a little mysterious or whatever. Maybe it's related to Kang the Conqueror or some shit, for all I know. I have
sure,
no idea
why not?
At all. Or maybe Galactus? I'm spitballing here. Like,
sure,
I have no fucking clue what these things are. But it is interesting. And then Wong is like, all right, well, welcome to the team. You guys should head home and get some rest. And then Shang-Chi and his little pal, who's, I don't remember her name, but it doesn't matter. Shang-Chi and his little sidekick are like, yeah, we probably should go home and get some rest. Or, and then the three of them, Wong included, all go out to do some karaoke together. And that's the end of the fucking movie.
Cool.
And I quite enjoyed that. I thought it was fun and cute. I'm looking forward to this coming out. I'm not going to see it again in theaters. I don't care about it quite that much. But I'm looking forward to this coming. I'm definitely going to watch it, like, as soon as I can. Like, when it comes out on Disney Plus or whatever, I'm going to watch this shit again.
Oh, man.
It's a good
time. Just think when the Steelbook comes out.
Oh, I'm buying the Steelbook. I actually am going to get the Black Widow Steelbook in, like, this week. So, oh, yeah. It's happening. It's happening.
Wowie zowie.
I can't wait. Anyway, and that's it. In my humble opinion, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is a pretty good time. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Nice.
Steve, you got a humble opinion for us today?
You know, I was thinking this whole time whether I should do it or not. One of my friends at work thought it'd be funny to send me a Magic the Gathering sexual fan fiction, and he wanted me to read it and tell him about it. He thought it would be funny. I did read it. I don't know if I want to talk about it or not.
I'm sorry, what is this thing?
It's a fan fiction somebody wrote that takes the magic characters and puts them in sexual positions.
No.
This particular one takes place in an office. Some of the main characters work in an office together. Yep. It's got, like, you know, Liliana, the necromancer who brings back thousands of dead people to service her undead army. It's got her in there as a businesswoman. She used to be in a relationship with Marchesa the Black Rose, who is a person from an entirely different plane of existence, and they've never met. And they work in the office together, and Marchesa is actually her dominatrix. And they have kinky dominatrix sex. I don't really want to go any farther in it than that, though. I've changed my mind. I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, great. Sounds good to me, Steve.
That was
going to
be my
humble opinion.
So my humble
opinion,
turns out that magic fan fiction is just as weird as you thought it was, perhaps weirder.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. So, great.
My favorite part was when they took all the characters and just kind of used the names and not anything about them, like their personality or their life.
Oh, yeah. That's the best thing about fan fiction is that you can just completely ignore continuity and just, you know, tell your own weird sex fantasy.
Yep. Like Brago was there and he's a ghost.
That's what the kid's like. Oh, great.
But I don't think he was a ghost this time. I think he was just a ghost, or he was just a name that was referenced because he's on a magic card. And they thought that was cool, so they might have just Googled magic names, to be honest. I'm not sure. But it gets pretty icky later, so I'm just going to stop talking about that. So,
great.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I did read all the way through that thing.
Okay, awesome. So, those were the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye!